News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Speaking of holidays, I don't think we're going to need to go on holidays anytime soon because I have the Met Aaron app in front of me here. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Saturday 21 degrees, Sunday 23 degrees, Monday 24 degrees. Is this really happening?
Yes, Ciara. After a very long, drawn out, kind of extended spring where we've seen temperatures well below normal for the first 19 days of May, temperatures are finally going to go well above normal as we have some much warmer air moving up towards us.
And is this for the entire country? Is everybody going to benefit from this?
Well, it won't be all things equal to all people across the island because temperatures will vary a little bit and it's probably not going to be as warm in some parts of the west and the north, but generally most areas will see much higher temperatures. They may not quite see the 24 or 25 degrees that's possible as we go through the weekend and into Monday and Tuesday especially. We could see 25 degrees, but it will be generally good across the country and it will be much warmer.
Now, I have promised the children a barbecue on Sunday. I have promised to blow up the inflatable pool on Sunday. Tell me this is not in vain. Tell me I'm not going to have to fold it up 3 or 4 days later.
Well, you should get the weekend, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday out of it at least. There is a little bit of uncertainty as we go further into next week where there's a risk of maybe a little bit of thunderstorms. But actually, some of the weather models show very little rain for the next 10 days. So, you know, I'd say make the most of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and then hopefully that it might just hang on for the June bank holiday weekend because there's high pressure that could come back again for that. But it is going to be dry and settled really from Saturday and temperatures are only on the up. So yeah, I make the most of it, Ciara.
Well, definitely, because let's face it, it has been a miserable 4.5 months in this country. May has been actually freezing at times as far as I'm concerned. What's causing this particular buildup of high pressure?
Yeah, it's really the position of the high pressure. So the high pressure has been sitting, you know, in a position where we've had northerly winds, which has made it feel that so much cooler and temperatures have been well below normal for May. But now we have the position of the high pressure moving into a place where it's going to bring up the air from Spain. And I should add that if you are leaving Ireland and heading for Spain, it's going to get up to 38, 39 degrees in some parts of Spain. So we're really getting the bare end of a very warm, hot spell of weather that's pushing up now into Europe because much of Europe has been cooler than normal. And this high pressure is now going to set into the west of us and draw up this very, very warm air right all the way from Africa. So it's going to come up through Spain into France. And even if you're heading across the Irish Sea into parts of England, it's going to hit 30 degrees actually in the next few days. So it really is going to go from being much cooler than normal to much warmer than normal for May, because May, obviously, from a meteorological point of view, is still spring. Our summer has not started and won't start until the 1st of June.
Alan, you mentioned 38 degrees in parts of Spain. I mean, those are nightmare temperatures for Irish people. But we saw this last year, didn't we? Those exceptional high temperatures on the continent at the end of May and June.
We did. We saw over 40 degrees in some parts of Spain last May, which was unusually warm for that time of the year. And it does. It causes problems, Ciara. I'll be honest. People message me on Instagram when they're away on holidays, especially with young children. And some of them had to leave and fly home because it was just too uncomfortably hot. And people wouldn't expect that in May, but it can happen. And with climate change, it is happening more and more. So, yes, if you are heading to Spain, it is going to get very hot. And actually, even Bilbao, which I think the Leinster are playing a final there, it's going to be up to 36 degrees tomorrow, but it will drop back a bit for the match on Saturday. But yeah, Spain and France are going to get particularly hot over the next few days.
All right, and if you want to find out more, you can always follow Alan O'Reilly at Carlow Weather on his X account. Thanks for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.